All right. Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today, getting into some techniques for finding a little more peace.
Your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Quieting the mental chatter, finding some balance. And we're taking a look at a text called, was it Finding Balance? Something like that?
Finding Balance. Yoga techniques to soothe the mind. That's the one.
Yes, that's the one. And I know, you know, just in our conversations leading up to this, I think some of this is going to really resonate with you. You're saying how you've been feeling, I don't know, a little overwhelmed lately. Too much going on up there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Way too much. Always something, right?
Oh, hopefully some of these insights can help with that. And to help us break it all down, we've got our expert here. So welcome.
Glad to be here.
I'm excited to get into this. Finding balance, it seems to approach this idea of quieting the mind in a very practical way. Not just like, you know, empty your thoughts and float away.
No. This is about like tools you can use, you know, actual techniques. It's very hands-on. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, I like that. So I guess before we get into the specifics of what they recommend, maybe let's back up a little. You know, for anyone who maybe hasn't spent much time exploring these ideas, what are we even talking about when we say yoga?
Yeah.
Because finding balance, it seems to define it as something bigger than just, you know, the poses.
Yeah, it's not just about like, you know, twisting yourself into a pretzel. It's about the whole system. The book describes it beautifully, actually, like uniting the mind and body, even spirit, cultivating a sense of like inner awareness and harmony.
Okay, so it really emphasizes that mind-body connection we hear so much about these days. That makes sense. But specifically, how does finding balance connect this to, you know, actually soothing the mind, calming things down?
Well, they make this point that when we're stressed, right, our bodies, they tense up.
Oh, for sure.
And then that tension, like, feeds back into our mental state. It's like a loop.
Okay, I see. So it's like reinforcing.
Yeah. Exactly. And yoga, what it does is helps us become aware of that tension, first of all, and then it gives us ways to release it, both physically and mentally, which I think is key, using specific techniques.
Okay, so that's the link. Awareness, release, mind and body.
Right.
Got it. So what are some of these techniques? What does finding balance actually recommend we do?
Well, one thing they really dive into is breath work, pranayama, it's called in Sanskrit.
Pranayama.
And it's more than just, you know, like taking a few deep breaths. This is about like consciously controlling the breath, you know, using it to influence our nervous system.
Huh. Interesting. You can actually like change your nervous system just by breathing differently.
Well, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Finding balance specifically talks about activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one, you know, responsible for calming us down, for like slowing down those racing thoughts.
Okay, so they actually connect the breath work to the parasympathetic nervous system.
That's so fascinating. I always knew, you know, if I'm stressed, take a few deep breaths, you know, it helps, but I never really knew the science behind it.
Right, and they take it even further, giving you actual like pranayama techniques you can try. One that I found really interesting is it's called Nadi Shuddhana. I think I'm saying that right.
Nadi Shuddhana.
Yeah. It's also called alternate nostril breathing.
Alternate nostril breathing. What is that?
It's exactly what it sounds like. You're basically breathing through one nostril at a time and then switching. It's supposed to balance the energy flow in the body, they say, and create a sense of peace and clarity. I mean, I tried it. I don't know about energy flow, but I did feel calmer afterwards. That's for sure.
Interesting. Okay, so that's the breathwork side of things. But what about the physical postures, the poses themselves? Does finding balance connect them to the to mental well-being as well? Oh, absolutely. They go beyond just listing, you know, asanas, as they're called, the postures. It explains how they can actually help to release tension that's stored in the body, which then, you know, directly impacts our mental state.
Okay, I see.
Like, for example, they talk about forward folds.
Okay.
And how they can help release emotional tension held in the hips.
Ooh. Really? Never yet thought about it like that.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating. They describe it as, like, letting go of pent-up feelings that we're, you know, often unknowingly holding on to in our bodies.
Huh. Interesting. I mean, I always thought of forward folds as a stretch, you know, good for flexibility and all that, but not like an emotional release. So they're really connecting the physical with the mental and emotional there.
Exactly. And it's not just about the physical action of bending forward. It's the awareness you bring to the pose.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they emphasize in the book. It's the combination of the breath, the movement, and your focused attention. That's what creates the shift in your mind and body.
Oh, I see. So it's not just like going through the motions.
No. It's about being present in the moment, in your body, in the pose. They even suggest, you know, visualizing the release of tension with each exhale, deepening that mind-body connection.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting to see how these techniques can really create change. But beyond just feeling relaxed, you know, in the moment, what sort of real-world benefits can we expect from incorporating this stuff? Finding balance. It must go beyond just the immediate effects.
Oh, it does, definitely. They talk about, you know, with regular practice, you can expect things like improved focus and concentration.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Better stress management, even increased emotional regulation. They even link specific postures to, like, reducing anxiety and improving sleep quality. It's like they're giving us a guide to, like, strengthen our mental fitness, you know, not just finding fleeting moments of calm, but building a foundation for a calmer, more focused mind.
Yeah, that's amazing. So much more than just relaxation.
Exactly. And I think one of the most important takeaways from finding balance is that you don't have to be a yoga master to get these benefits.
Oh, it's good to hear.
You know, even incorporating a few simple techniques a little bit each day can make a world of difference.
About taking those small steps.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful for all of our listeners out there. I want to leave you with something to think about. Finding balance talks about cultivating something they call a witness consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think developing that awareness, you know, that ability to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment, how could that change the way you approach, you know, those everyday moments where you feel your mind racing?
Yeah.
Just something to think about.
It's such a powerful concept, that witness consciousness, because by cultivating it, we create space, you know, space between ourselves and our thoughts, so we're not so caught up in them. And then that allows us to respond to, you know, whatever challenges come up with more clarity, more calm. It's like finding that inner balance we've been talking about, really putting it into practice in those tough moments.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for helping us unpack all of this. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about finding a little more peace.
And to all our listeners, until next time, keep diving.
Keep diving.